Who is going to heaven? If it's the muttaqeen, who are the muttaqeen? A question on most believers' mind is who is going to go to heaven? And the answer, as one might expect, can be found within the Holy Quran. In Surah Al-Imran, verse 133, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And hasten towards your Lord's forgiveness and a paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the muttaqeen, i.e. those who have taqwa." Who are those who have taqwa? The following verse explains this further. Those who do infaq during ease and hardship, and who restrain anger, and who pardon the people, and Allah loves the doers of good. So let's break this verse down further and have a look at the various parts of it. Firstly, what is infaq? Ayatollah Khamenei describes it as spending in the way of God, specifically to meet a need. He compares this with Surah 18, verses 103 to 105, where God describes the biggest losers as those whose endeavor goes awry in the life of the world while they suppose they are doing good, i.e. people who think they're doing good, but are in fact not. We need to make sure our work is not lost in this life. Our infaq should be effective, well directed, and with good intentions. In other words, solely for the pleasure of Allah. After infaq, the verse talks about anger. And note here, the verse does not say to eliminate anger. In fact, anger can be a useful tool if well directed. Instead, it is saying to suppress or control our anger and use it only where necessary. Ayatollah Khamenei talks about how all emotions should be subservient to the aql, i.e. the intellect, which in turn recognizes God's authority over man. The verse goes on to mention that the muttaqeen excuse the faults of the people. When others do a wrong to us, we're often slow to forgive, particularly if they have done the same wrong to us before. We feel they haven't really learned from their mistakes, and we doubt the sincerity of their apology. Yet, we commit the same sins over and over in front of God and ask for His forgiveness over and over and fully expect to be forgiven. So why do we hold others to a higher standard in terms of their behavior towards us than we do our own behavior in front of God? The verse says the muttaqeen are those who forgive the mistakes of people. Elsewhere, God says the recompense of an evil deed can only be an evil equal to it, but those who pardon and make reconciliation, His reward is due from God. Surely He does not love the wrongdoers. Verse 135 of Surah Al-Imran continues, "And those who do, when they commit an indecent act or wrong themselves, remember Allah and plead Allah's forgiveness for their sins, and who forgive sins except Allah, and who do not persist in what they have committed while they know." To err is inevitable. We are not masoom, and nor does God expect us to be. But when the muttaqeen sin, they remember Allah and ask for forgiveness. Elsewhere in the Quran, we read about the muttaqeen when those who have taqwa are touched by a visitation from Satan. They remember Allah, and behold, they perceive. So, looking at this verse and having a look at the breakdown of it, do you think you qualify as one of the muttaqeen?